All right, well, we're picking up now in chapter 2 of Hebrews, but it's really building off of verse 14 of chapter 1, where it mentions that the angels are ministering spirits. And so for this reason, in other words, because Jesus is the Creator, the Eternal One, given a name far above the angels, worthy of worship, He is better than the angels. For this reason, we must pay closer attention to what we have heard so that we do not drift away from it. So, Christ is far greater than the angels, and for this reason, we should pay close attention. For what reason? Because of who Christ is, the eternal creator, the sustainer, the orchestrator. He's seated and reigning as king, the righteous one, anointed one, forever and ever as deity. And because of who Christ is, we ought not to drift past him. Rather, we're called to pay close attention. This can carry the meaning of holding a ship on course, or not allowing it to drift with the tides or the wind. He says, pay attention in a close way. Whatever focus you have on the gospel now, he's calling believers to pursue that focus better, to pursue a stronger focus, to seek after it. So read the gospel and reread it. Dwell on the glorious truth of the gospel in Jesus Christ, that he came and died for you. And it's with this purpose, so that you do not drift away, so that you do not drift from it. This word drift, it's passive. So do not hear who Christ is and passively neglect the offer of salvation. Rather, you are to respond, trust, and believe in him. And an application for believers would be this: our fight for the gospel focus in our lives ought to be active. It's an active endeavor. We are to be actively mooring ourselves to the truths of the gospel. Otherwise, we could drift. And we'll talk a little bit more about these warning passages and how that works. But verse 2 says this: for if the word spoken through angels proved unalterable, and every transgression and disobedience received a just penalty, how will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? After it was at the first spoken through our Lord, it was confirmed to us by those who heard, God also testifying with them, both by signs and wonders, and by various miracles, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. So this word, in other words, the law, was provided through or alongside of the angels. Acts 7:53, Galatians 3:19 testified to that. And every transgression and disobedience received a just penalty. So as you read through the law, you'll clearly see that there are lists of sin and the punishments which go with them. We learn from Romans, we are all sinners, falling short of the glory of God, and the wages of our sin is death. So how will we escape if we neglect so great of a salvation? Can we escape the punishment to come? Well, the penalty of sin, as pictured for us in the Old Testament, was what? The shedding of blood. And then we have this gospel message, the salvation that's proclaimed, and what is it? It was first spoken through the Lord. The salvation was fully explained and brought into completion through our Lord Jesus Christ. And it was confirmed to us by those who heard. Those eyewitnesses confirmed the message that Jesus brought, having it confirmed by his resurrection and ascension. And then the apostles went forth boldly to proclaim the message of Jesus Christ. And God testified with them by giving them signs and wonders, by various miracles, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. So these men, the apostles, were not alone. God sent help and power to confirm that which they received from Jesus as they taught it to the world. So we are called by the author of Hebrews here to pay close attention. Pay close attention to what? Jesus. To actively hold fast to the gospel of Jesus Christ, as Hebrews 10 will tell us, because he is faithful, because he is better than the angels. And recognizing the penalty of not holding on to the gospel. If you don't turn to Jesus as your Lord and Savior and trust in him, then you will face punishment for neglecting this incredible salvation which God offers. I will quickly share where I come down on these warning passages. It would be this. The author of Hebrews is legitimately warning his readers to hold fast to the confession of faith, to hold fast to the gospel of Jesus Christ, because if they do not, then they will prove themselves to not be believers in the first place. So he is admonishing and encouraging us, just like many other passages in Scripture, hold fast, keep running, run strong, endure, persevere under trials and temptations. Why? Because God is faithful. Because the gospel message is true. Don't neglect the salvation. Don't hear it and then turn away from it. Rather, believe in it and keep persevering in it. Because he who works in you is faithful, and he'll complete that which he has begun. But if you don't, then you're proving to not be a believer. And you've neglected this great salvation which God has given. So therefore, actively trust in Jesus Christ. Keep trusting in him. Don't give up. Persevere.